The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's up, and welcome back to the Build Your Tribe podcast. I am so excited today to interview the amazing Sally Sparks Cousin. Sally is a badass entrepreneur. Like, she is so awesome. She has built a massive business for herself, and she's a big believer in human-to-human connection. Not B2B, B2C, or C2C, but human-to-human. And she's a big believer in something that we are a big believer at here at the Build Your Tribe podcast, and that is that businesses are built on relationships. So she's big on the power of face-to-face communication, which now, yes, is Zoom-to-Zoom communication, but really just ultimately the power of relationships. Back in 2017, she quit her full-time job, which at that time was being the top recruiter in her entire country for her network marketing company, the top recruiter in her entire country. And she left that to pursue her own thing, which is now what she is doing full-time, making $40,000 per month, $40,000 a month. And it's all based off systems and automation built into face-to-face communication. So Sally is so awesome, and I'm so excited to hear from her today. One of the most important things that we talk about in the episode that you're definitely going to want to open up your notes app for and keep your ear open for is her 9-touch automated follow-up system. It's a system that she created that has a conversion rate of, get this, 50%. 50% conversion rate for that system. That is insane. If you know anything about marketing, you know that a 50% conversion rate is unheard of. In fact, like, I wish I had a 50% conversion rate. I might have to hit up Sally. I definitely took a lot of notes during our conversation today. So without further ado, here is our conversation. Hi, Sally. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Brock. So happy to be here. I was so excited when I got the invite.
Yeah, I'm so excited to interview you today and to have the opportunity to interview a real badass entrepreneur like yourself. For those of us who don't know you, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? And then also, where are you calling us in from today? Can you tell our audience where you're at?
Yeah, so I'm actually in Australia, and I'm in Melbourne, actually, and we're in stage 4 lockdown right now, which means we literally cannot go anywhere at all. But we've got clients all over the world, so this whole chatting internationally is very, well, nothing really changed for me with COVID happened. Everything was already online, so I was pretty lucky, I think, compared to some of the people out there. Mm-hmm. So I guess I help coaches, consultants, healers, and course creators to really remove the tech, the scary tech overwhelm when it comes to setting up their marketing and sales systems. We've got a really simple, easy to follow, like literally click by click setup system so that my clients can feel really confident knowing that their calendars are filling with prospects that are really eager to speak to them, and also their email list is constantly growing in the background because, you know, that's my zone of genius, and I want my clients to be able to focus on their zone of genius, or what I like to call your inner sparkle. And then they know that their automation is like just taking care of business for them in the background, and they can just focus on serving and helping their clients. And I particularly specialize in Kajabi, the platform, and also Infusionsoft and Keep. And something a little crazy is I love sexy numbers. So, like, I'm that girl who loves to look at the numbers through your marketing funnels and see where the leads are falling out. They call me, one client actually called me a plumber. I'm like, that's not very sexy. But they go, no, you're plugging the holes in my funnel. And I'm like, okay, that's okay. You can call me a plumber.
The plumber, so, yeah. The plumber. I love that.
But yeah, automation, yeah, and sexy numbers, that's where it's at for me.
Mm-hmm. I love that. The numbers are so, so huge. And like you said, building systems, so huge and important.
Yeah.
And I love that you said like the inner sparkle. I love that you started to talk a little bit about the sparkle. And I know that you have your full academy, the Sparkle Class Academy. Can you tell us more about that and kind of how you got started with that? And I know this is just a podcast. I wish our listeners could see you right now. And I'm sure that they'll be able to find you on social later so they could see like your wonderful, colorful hair. But can you tell us more about on the business side of things?
Well, I actually started the Sparkle Class Academy because of MIA. MIA was my passion into profit program. It was the very first program that I ever purchased.
Wow.
In regards to a large investment in a program. And I was petrified to spend that amount of money. And from that, the very first part of the program where it helps you kind of look back at your past and your history and find out where you've kind of come from, I'm like, yeah, I can teach people stuff from things that I know. And hey, yeah, and people might actually want to pay me for that. So being that my last name has the word sparks in it, I like started to sort of brand myself around the word sparks and then the sparkle. Well, I couldn't get Sparkle Academy. Somebody else was already using that. And I'm like, well, I have a teaching background and I run classes. So kind of popped that in there, the word class, and was able to grab onto that word. So the Sparkle Class Academy, really back when I first started, I was in network marketing. I was the number one team builder for all of Australia and New Zealand in my company. I was number three in the world. My best recruiting month was like 43 recruits in a single month.
Wow.
So I did really, really well in network marketing. And so that's where I sort of started. But over the years, I've niched and niched and niched my niche, and network marketing was too small for me. I really wanted to go bigger. And the company I was with wouldn't allow me to sell my school products and be in a network marketing company. So I decided to resign with lots of tears and start the Sparkle Class Academy full time. And I remember the day, it was the 15th of September, 2017. I decided that's it. I'm going full time and I'm just go big, go bold, or go home. I figure if I'm going to fail, I'm going to fail good. Mm-hmm. So at least my daughter will see that, you know, I gave it my best. And so then I started to niche and realized, you know, that people wanted to learn recruiting, was teaching that. And then I was back actually going live in the Periscope days.
Love that.
So that's how I came across Shalene, was in Periscope. And that's how I discovered MIA. And then I started teaching people how to hit the button to go live. And then from that, I, you know, had to learn to market myself better and got really, really good at it. And now my automation takes care of so much of my business. I'm making consistently 40 grand a month, which is like awesome. I could not have even imagined back in 2015 when I had like 30 grand in debt. That I would be here today. Now I hire people, like I've got full-time staff. And that's when I brought Smart Success. And then now I've really found my niches in the coaching, consulting, kind of service-based people who, you know, have courses and want to bring people to them and fill their calendars, but are not sure how to do that. And, you know, Facebook ads and all of that kind of stuff scares them. So all of my programs, I literally go, move your mouse here, click, move your mouse there, click, you know, change that button color, click. And that's my day, is just telling people where to click and reading sexy numbers.
I love that. That's so awesome. And congratulations, like absolutely. First of all, congratulations on leaving the multi-level marketing business, which I can imagine was a scary jump. And so then to now be making 40,000 a month, month after month. That's huge and such a great example for your daughter. That's so awesome.
Yeah, I could never have imagined that. You know, I was so scared to buy MIA at the time that I justified it to my husband. I'm like, I've got all this stuff out in the shed. I can sell it so that I can pay for it. And he's like, oh, okay, if you want to, like, I'll support you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, but it's always been online. Like when I first started, I actually had surgery and was stuck in a hospital bed for like 4 months. Wow. And grew my business from my laptop in bed. And now my students, 6 months ago, I used to have to teach people about Zoom. We actually have a live classroom that's open 24/7 where my students jump in, and because they're all using the same software, they can all help each other. So I actually can see there's like half a dozen of them sitting in there right now on my other computer over there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's very cool.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. I love that. When you first joined MIA, what was like the most unexpected lesson that you learned, or maybe like a lesson that you're like, I don't really need to know about that. And then you watched it and you were like, whoa, that kind of changed my opinion.
I think it was the believing in myself that the skills that I've built up over the years of both through, you know, study, but also through like trauma and life experience and all of these other things could be something that I could turn into a product. And then, you know, how to market that correctly and to, you know, my face is my logo, put myself out there. I was really scared to really, you know, step out on my own because I had the security blanket of my network marketing business. Yeah. I had hundreds and hundreds of people on my team. And like I had head office calling me, don't go, don't go.
Yeah.
But I think it was finding the confidence in myself that, you know, my skill is, you know, the knowledge I've gained is worth having. One thing I'll say to anyone who's in MIA or is thinking about it, there was one line that was like, set a reminder or set a timer on your phone every 6 months and come back in. And I do that. Every 6 months, I jump back in and I look for what I like to call like another little bit of sparkle, another golden nugget that I missed last time. So it's like that perpetual program now that I can just keep going back to time and time again and looking for another little golden nugget to either help myself or to teach my clients as well, which is really cool. I get to share the sparkle love.
I love that, Sally. What would you say helped you the most in pushing through the fear when you were first joining MIA, when you were first leaving your network marketing company? What helped you push through that fear?
You know, I think there was a conference I went to once and there was a woman on stage and she said she used to be really, really scared to put herself out there with fear of, you know, judgment and fear of, you know, being called out and things like that. But she had a goal to get onto Oprah and she knew that the only way to get onto Oprah was to put yourself out there and to be seen. And I'm like, well, I really want to help people. Like, it's not about the money. It's not about the notoriety. It's about the transformation and the change that you see in people's lives. Mm. I always sort of say to my clients, go forth, make more money than me, be more successful than me. I want to see that. And knowing that I had to kind of do that to be able to help the people that I want to help. And, you know, there are haters out there. I think, and actually I believe it might've been Shalene that said, haters gonna hate, you know, the more that you get seen, the more people that are going to send you horrible things. And I'm like, well, that's okay. You know, they're not my people. They're not my lifer.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. But that particular conference was one of those, you know, the ones where you cry and you shake from the inside. It was like a defining moment that you've got to get over yourself. You've got to get over that maybe you don't like the way you look or the way you sound or your mouth moves funny, you know, like you've just got to do it anyway. Mm-hmm. Feel the fear and do it anyway. So, yeah, even nervous coming in here today, I was like, I was telling the people in the classroom, I'm like, I'm nervous.
I love feel the fear and do it anyway.
Yeah.
Part of, I've read some of your story and, you know, we've shared a little bit of it on the podcast already, but part of 40K months is systems. And from my understanding of your story, it's really big on like the following up and like multi touches. Can you tell us, first of all, what the heck does that even mean to like follow up and have multiple touches with someone? What does that even mean? And then do you have like a couple tips that you might be able to share around that sort of thing?
Yeah, totally. Well, 100%, there's a quote that says, the fortune's in the follow up. And if it wasn't for this 9-touch follow-up system that I created, it's actually got 12 touches, but it's 9 of those are automated and 3 of them you actually have to do, like you've got to pick up the phone. But the 9-touch follow-up system was the defining thing that changed the trajectory of my business. It got to the point with it that I literally had to turn off my Facebook ads because I could not keep up with the amount of leads I had coming in.
Wow.
And I had to put on more staff. We ended up with 3 extra people on to help with the follow-up system. So whenever I need a big influx, I just turn it on. And this is what I teach my clients now. This is like one of the big boot camps that I run, and they're all getting similar results where it's just filling their calendars. So the first touch point, which is so cool to automate, is when they view your calendar and they don't book, you know they've viewed it,
mm-hmm.
and you send them a text message, automated of course, and it says, hey, I saw that you viewed the calendar but didn't book. Just wondering, was there not a suitable time? And 50% of people convert.
Wow.
Right?
That's because I hope everyone who's listening also just said wow, because that's an insanely high number.
I know, because what happens is everyone can remember you. Like in 12, 24 hours, 48 hours, they're like, oh, what? Where did I've just been to a gazillion mm-hmm. things on Facebook. I don't remember you. But because that happens so quickly after they're viewed, they remember who we are. And then we've got another touch point after that. So we don't just get them in their text message. The second one is within half an hour, we email them.
Mm.
So if they're not checking their text messages, maybe they'll check their email. And we know they've been there. So, and it's those couple of quick touch points, but the whole 9-step system in total is what gets us our 50% conversion rate.
Wow.
And then from there, the great thing when we have conversations with people is because they're speaking to you, you can sell to a higher ticket product than you can if it's evergreened or through an automated webinar, which of course we still have evergreen stuff sitting in the background making money.
Mm-hmm.
But I find that, you know, the sweet spot where people will sort of say yes is around about that sort of $2,000 mark in an evergreen program. But we can sell, you know, our $7,000, $8,000, $10,000 programs in a conversation.
Wow.
So they say yes. And I've got people signing up for 3 and 4 years to stay with me now because everyone needs someone to read their numbers and make sure nothing's fallen out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's not a huge community, but it's a very highly engaged community. Like I sit inside of a Zoom room whenever I'm in front of my computer. Mm-hmm. I turn the classroom on and my students are like, knocking at the door, hey, Sal, have you got 5 minutes? And I'll, you know, stop what I'm doing and help them if they're stuck, like literally move your mouse here, click there, move your mouse there, click there. And, you know, I say you've got to Google first. But, you know, if you're wasting 15 minutes, half an hour, and I can fix it for you in 2 seconds, like just ask the question. When I used to teach in TAFEs and universities, I used to teach design, photography, and marketing. The students that did the best were those that came up and knocked on the staff room door and would ask questions outside of class.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the environment that I've created inside of my community where the students can, you know, not always available to help. And my VA sits in there all day. And if I'm not there, she just takes appointments. I mean, they're paying a high ticket price to get that type of touch points with me. So, yeah, the follow-up has been that thing that I've been able to. The product that I sell now is worth $8,000.
Wow.
When I first sold it, I sold it for $997.
That's huge. Wow.
Yeah.
And so if we wanted to get the rest of these 9 touch points, I know you have a freebie created just for our audience.
I certainly did. I actually created a freebie specifically for your beautiful audience here on Build Your Tribe. Just polished and put the finishing touches on it last night. So it's just sparkleclassacademy.com/Shalene. Nice awesome. And easy. So everyone can get to it. And it's got pretty pictures as a graphic designer. It's got infographics and all of that good stuff in there as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for that, Sally. We really appreciate that. And of course, if you're listening right now, you can find that down in the description below, whether you're on Apple or whatever you're listening to your podcast on. It's down in the description below. Sally, what would you say is your biggest win that you can directly tie to the Marketing Impact Academy?
To believe in myself and that the skills and the knowledge that I have are worth sharing with the world. Like, it would be wrong of me not to help people with what I've learned. You know, not everyone's going to like me. Not everyone sparkles my way. you know, but those that are attracted, like the lifers that follow, 100% believe it's because of what Shalina's taught me about believing in myself and that, you know, my passion can help and serve others. That was the thing that kept pushing me forward. Even like the first 2 years, we weren't making a profit. Like, it was money reinvesting back into more ads because we were watching the numbers mm-hmm. and scaling. And it was really just keep pushing through because the persistence is the key. And, you know, it's not the easy road. If it was the easy road to do what we do, everyone would do it. It is not. Mm-hmm. It takes work. It takes a team. Oh, the other thing was smart success as well, like hiring somebody. Oh, hallelujah. Like, not getting stuck in the weeds any longer, getting somebody else to check my emails and things like that. So I could focus on only what I was good at. So only I should do what only I can do, and if done well, will take my business forward. And getting a team on board as well. That was so scary, especially when, you know, the funds weren't there, but I knew I could make more money if I could just focus on the things that I was good at. Yeah, like I said, it was my very first course, 100%. If anyone's even thinking about it, don't think. Like, and it's always being updated. Like,
ma'am.
I don't know how many years I've had the program for now. It might have been 2015. It was very early. Might have been even earlier than that. I don't know. But it's always being updated. So I'm constantly going in there and finding new gold and goodness in there. It's super cool. So,
well, thank you so much, Sally.
Best investment ever.
That really makes us so happy to hear that. Really, really, that means a lot. Any last golden nuggets of sparkle for our audience? Any last parting words of wisdom or anything you'd like to share with them?
Look, I would say just believe in yourself. You know, there's a thing that I like to talk about, which is the emotional cycle of an entrepreneur. And we all go through it. I think it's in the emotional intelligence of knowing where you're at and the awareness. So the first one is excitement. We all get it. We get so excited. Oh, new business, new opportunity, new idea. Wow, you know, and we're all so excited, but then something happens or goes wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, hello, problem, you've come to visit me today, which is on a daily basis. And that creates frustration. So you get a bit frustrated. And then when you're in frustration mode, you move into doubt and you start to doubt what was got you excited. You start to forget your why. Mm. Why did you start your business in the first place? So what can happen when we get to doubt is we then move into, I actually like this phase, creative avoidance. Now, I now realize when I'm in creative avoidance, I get in and start designing things for my business. So it's pretty fun creative avoidance, but it's productive creative avoidance. I know somebody else could do it, but I love it. But other people will be in creative avoidance. And what that does is start to make excuses. Hmm. So that'll be like, oh, I can't do it because I've got to clean the pantry, or I can't do it because I've got to mop the floor and do the washing. Mm-hmm. It is just an excuse. It's creative avoidance from doing what you know you need to do, even though you're feeling doubt and frustration. Hmm. It's in now the emotional intelligence to realize when you're there and not stay there for too long. Or I like to have like a Netflix, like a Duna day, you know, when I get to that point. But then I notice that I'm there, as long as it doesn't turn into a week or a month. And you can go one of two ways when you're in creative avoidance. You can go and chase another shiny ball, like another business idea. Or you heard of the network marketers that jump from company to company?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Shiny ball chasers. You can go and chase another shiny ball to get you back to excited again. Or you can find something, make an effort to find something to get you excited again. And I use a lot of different things for that. So I've got a gratitude jar. So when anything really, really good happens, I'll write it down and I'll throw it in the gratitude jar. I've got like 3 years worth of things in this jar. And I'll dig my hand in it and I'll pull it out. I've now got clients making testimonial videos. I'll go and watch a testimonial video to remind me who I'm serving and why I'm helping. this is the recommitment phase. Sometimes it'll happen because you'll get a big sale, but most of the time, recommitment takes effort. Mm-hmm. And then that'll get you back to excitement. And you know what's going to happen when you get there? Frustration's going to happen because a problem will come and you just keep going round and round and round. So I think that emotional cycle of an entrepreneur is something I always asking my people, what stage are you in today? Mm-hmm. You know, and if they're down the bottom there, what can we do to get you recommitted and excited again? Because it's not the easy road. And yeah, no shiny ball chasers in my world. Like, we sparkle enough.
Sally, that is so wonderful. Thank you so much. Really, that was, I took some notes myself, like wrote down here. I think that whole emotional intelligence cycle of an entrepreneur, that's so important. So, and something that I'm definitely going to keep track of myself for the future. So that's such a great nugget. So thank you so much for that. And thank you for being here today and sharing so much knowledge with us. We really appreciate you. Where can we, besides that freebie, where else would be a great place to connect with you or learn more about you?
Yeah, sure. So we've got sparkleclassacademy.com is my main website, but we've also got a conference coming up at the end of September. If anyone wants to come along, we've got loads of speakers from all over the world. It's called Sparkle On Con. So you can go to sparkleoncon.com. It's a conference for people who like to sparkle and it's online. So that's why we came with Sparkle On Con, right?
Like, love it. Love it.
So yeah, if anyone wants to come and hang out with us, we're doing a 3-day live interactive event there. That would be really cool. And we can meet face to face. We're doing live networking Zoom rooms and everything. So it's all about interaction. Human to human marketing. That's what it is. Not B2B or B2C. It's H to H.
Sally, thank you so much for being here today. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. I'm so honored to be here. Honestly, it is. Like I said, MIA was the best investment I've ever made. And if it wasn't for you guys, I would totally not have this business. And when I was asked, I was like, oh my goodness, it's like one of those, like, yeah, totally, because I cannot shout it loud enough from the roof. If anyone's ever considering it, like, just go for it. You won't regret it.
Cool. Thanks. Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, that's so awesome. I wish I would have kept recording after we finished this interview because Sally continued to go on and on about the Marketing Impact Academy. And I was like, Sally, we're not even recording right now. And I should also backtrack and say, we didn't tell her to say any of that about the Marketing Impact Academy, nor is she getting paid for that advertisement for the Marketing Impact Academy. I am honestly so blown away when I hear raving reviews and testimonials like this. Not because I don't believe in the power of the Marketing Impact Academy, but just because it's amazing and so powerful to hear such strong testimonials. And she literally, it was like we gave her talking points because she's exactly right. It's time to pull the trigger. It's time to move forward even though you feel scared. It's time to take the quote-unquote risk, finally put yourself first. You don't have to know what your thing is. You don't have to know exactly how you're going to do it. That is what the Marketing Impact Academy is for, to create systems, to create automations, to help you with the hiring of your first ever staff member, to help you realize that you have it within you, and we're just going to give you the tools and the resources and the mindset necessary to quit the job that you have, which might already be making you a great income, but to finally actually start doing what you want for your life, to start serving the person who the world, the universe, God has called you to serve, the person who you know in your heart you can truly help. So it's with that that we are really excited to announce that the Marketing Impact Academy is now open to the public. If you're listening to this on the day it's released or right around the day that this episode was released, the Marketing Impact Academy is open. You can click on the link down below this episode in the description to learn more, to enroll finally into the Marketing Impact Academy. But now is your chance. We're not going to wait. We're not going to put it on the back burner. We're not going to flag this episode and come back to it a few weeks from now and be bummed out because, oh, well, now the Marketing Impact Academy is closed. It's time to pull the trigger. Just like Sally did a few years ago, and just like so many other entrepreneurs have already done. It's time to put yourself first, and it's time to take your business to the next level. So I highly encourage it. I myself have blown up my business, grown my business through what I've learned in the Marketing Impact Academy. So click the link down below in the description, and I will see you inside the academy. And also send me a direct message afterwards so that you and I can celebrate together, because this might be scary, but it's also the best decision you can ever make in your business life, and dare I say, in your life as a whole. Until next time, and as always, happy networking.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.